Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Washington, D.C. Today is February 15th. It's Wednesday. And this is show number 34. All right, today I'm going to be discussing Clear, which is a new app that just launched this morning in the App Store, and talking through really the two big implications that I see of this app and kind of what they mean for independent developers in the App Store at large. And I think there is something to learn sort of for all of us in this, so it's kind of cool. So first off, I'm going to talk a little bit about what Clear is and how it does some things and how it may change kind of how people think about apps. And then also just talk a little bit about what its success means for other developers. So at its core, Clear is a very simple application. It is a to-do list manager. There are probably thousands of those in the App Store. Wouldn't surprise me. It's basically all it does. It lets you have a collection of lists. Those lists, you can add items to the list. You can cross items off the lists. You know, that's really all it is. It's, you know, a very traditional classic to-do list manager. But it does its user interaction in a very kind of novel way. It is entirely gesture-based. Really, the only thing that isn't a gesture, that isn't a gesture in the broad sense, is that you can tap on a certain number of items to go into things. You know, and so those act like buttons. But all the rest of your operations are gesture-oriented. To cross something off, you slide it to the left. If you want to delete something, you slide it to the right. If you want to add an item in the bottom, you sort of pinch. If you want to add something to the top, you slide down. If you want to flip lists, if you want to clear it, you slide up. You know, there's all kinds of these cool things. And I'll have a link to the website for it in the show notes for you to kind of look through. But it's a pretty clever, interesting thing. And for me, what I really like about this application is that it's very clean. It's very simple. You can tell it was designed, you know, sort of thoughtfully and meaningfully, but it isn't sort of doing some crazy, overly skeuomorphic sort of design pattern where it's like, oh, this should look like an actual piece of notepaper with, you know, a pen that you're writing across it in. And, you know, it's entirely, it reminds me actually a lot of the Metro UI. Which is what's in Windows Phone 7, in the sense that it's a very, you know, simple, clean, stark, maybe isn't a better word for it, where you have, you know, sort of just big, large blocks of light colors with a few little sort of garnishes, I guess you could say, you know, between items and little icons here and there. But overall, it's very simple. I think that's good. I think it's a good response to kind of the overly skeuomorphic view that a lot of people have had. And it's, you know, especially kind of following Apple's lead. And I think it shows that you don't need to have that kind of a look and feel for an app to be look good and feel good. Now, I'm not saying it's easy for what they did. I mean, I imagine it took some very talented people a lot of time to make it look like that. But it still is. It's nice to see what you can do with less rather than with more. So I think those are the two things sort of that I think are helpful in terms of thinking how that may change kind of how you think of applications, that you can look at it and say, you know, it's a reminders app, it's a to-do list manager, but they made it really simple looking and that actually worked really well. Okay, and then so the second thing I wanted to talk about, and this is probably what I'll talk about a little bit longer in today's show, but it'll probably be a pretty short show, is that it was very encouraging to me this morning that right now, as of about 9 a.m., Clear is the number one app in the App Store. By that I mean it's the top paid, you know, it's the number one top paid app. It is not, let's see, and it comes out in terms of grossing at number 9 as of right now. So that's 9 hours after it launched, basically, because I think it launched about midnight in the United States. And so basically what that means, what that says to me, though, is this is an application that's not kind of one of these, you know, kind of, you know, it's not doing anything scammy. It's not using in-app purchase. It's not kind of freemium and then kind of trying to extract money out of people. It's not built by some big development house or, you know, it's not EA or someone like that doing something. You know, it's sort of a big development house, and this is the guys behind it are pretty well known. But it's not, you know, it is a simple app, precisely executed, and therefore, and it has thus far been able to succeed. And that's incredibly encouraging to me as an independent developer. You kind of, every now and then, I've been kind of recently been like, oh man, you know, is the market, you know, is the App Store kind of going downhill? You know, there's all these sort of, there's the scam and sort of copycat apps that have been making the rounds, you know, round and round. There's a couple of sort of bad stories going around of, you know, user experiences and things of, you know, the store being overrun, discoverability problems, all these kinds of things. And it's very encouraging to see, you know, it's a simple app. It does one thing well, and they're doing very well. You know, they're being number 8 in grossing in the store is incredibly, I don't know exactly how much money that is, but I imagine it is probably more than I make in a week. So, you know, they're doing really well. And that's encouraging to me to think, like, you know, maybe I could write an app like that, something simple, something impressive, and pay attention to the details and be rewarded for that. And, you know, more power to them. I mean, Phil, who's the kind of the head of marketing, I guess, for it, is been did a tremendous job of on the marketing side of things. I mean, it is amazing to see, you know, what he did and how he kind of executed that in terms of building up the hype, building up the anticipation. I mean, you know you're doing it well when I think last week there was a copycat app that was approved in the store, which is pretty wild. I mean, to think that from when it was pre-announced to when it was actually launched, someone had created a copy of it and put it in the store. It was ultimately pulled, thankfully, but that's kind of remarkable. You know you're doing something well with your hype and sort of press machine when a developer has already ripped you off before you even launched. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But yeah, so that's kind of, I think, sort of my thoughts for this morning. And just kind of go from there. I mean, I think it makes me think a little bit about these sort of, I was thinking about the successes that the TapTapTap guys have. And this isn't a TapTapTap app. It's this new thing called Impending, I think, which is a combination of a couple of other RealMax software. I guess some of the guys from TapTapTap. I think there's some guys from the Icon Factory kind of working together on it. But I think what's interesting is it, so many of their apps that have been very successful are very simple in what they do. And they're sort of recreating built-in functionality on the phone. So things that come to mind is obviously So Clear is a to-do list, which is currently available as reminders. And then there's things like Camera Plus, which is just a camera app. And I say just a camera app, not to be dismissive, but, you know, that's what it does. I think of something like, I mean, Tweetbot is a small application that replaces essentially a native application, the Twitter client. Same thing, you know, and they have a calculator that did very well and things. Like, there's a lot of opportunity, I think, for re-implementing main things, basic apps, you know, in novel, clean, impressive ways. And so I think that's encouraging. So I guess on that sort of encouraging note, I'll wrap this show up. Like I said, I'm going to have a lot more time to be able to focus on doing podcasts. So if you have any thoughts, things you want me to elaborate on, think about, talk about, I'd love to do that. Just hit me up on Twitter. I'm @_DavidSmith. And otherwise, I hope you have a good day. Happy coding, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.